And now the game where people who've been everywhere else finally arrive here. It's called Not My Job. You know how when you're hungry, you like to watch cooking shows? Well, when you're stuck at home, you should watch Kelly Edwards' show, Mysterious Islands. She's a pilot, scuba diver, sailor, and explorer, and we are so glad she's taking a little trip to be with us. Kelly Edwards, welcome to Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Thank you for having me. I love the intro.
Oh, yes. Well, we loved having you. I wanted to do you justice.
Thank you.
Have you been stuck at home like the rest of us these last 5 or 6 months?
I actually have not, because a little part about me that I should introduce to the audience is that I'm also a pilot.
Mm-hmm.
And so I have the ability to get in one of the 5 airplanes that I fly and go to an untowered airport and hang out and have a picnic, grab a bite to eat.
Wait a minute. So when you, and I know just a little bit about flying, when you mean like an untowered airport, you mean one of those airstrips in the middle of nowhere that's just clear and anybody can land there whenever they want because it's not under anybody's control. You don't need permission. So you just get.
Exactly. I live in Los Angeles, so I fly out of Van Nuys Airport, and we have so many untowered airports here in California alone. One that I
love to. Take me with you. I live right near you.
Me too. I can be there at 30.
So I have not been stuck at home because I have capabilities of taking myself where I like to go. Sorry.
Whoa. I will leave my family for you. Take me with you.
I know. There must be so many people who are doing their best to become your best friend, right?
When I say that I have a line around the corner, I mean it.
And I bet.
Well, that's less impressive now because everyone has to line up 6 feet apart. But still.
Right. I like that. Now the line has doubled because of the space. You are so right about that.
Right.
Kelly, let's go to Catalina. We'll take the seaplane. We'll scuba dive near the arcade there. Come on.
You know, it's funny. I actually learned to dive in Catalina.
Because you're a diver, too.
I am a diver as well. I am a Bond girl, Lara Croft, 007 in real life. So whatever you guys want to do, let's do it.
How did you get interested in being basically an adventurer?
Well, I started taking road trips with my parents at a very, very young age. And when I started to look at the world and watching Nat Geo and Travel Channel and all this, I'm like, oh, I should go to these places.
So there are a lot of us who would just save up the money to get an economy class ticket. You decided you would actually learn to fly and fly yourself.
Yes, indeed. And that came about because I saw one man in a small airplane landing at Burbank Airport between Delta and Southwest and JetBlue. And I literally Googled at the gate, one man, small aircraft, and general aviation came up. I had no idea that you didn't have to be a military pilot to become a pilot. And so I came back and took a discovery flight from a Groupon for $100 and got hooked and sick in the plane. Hooked and sick.
Really?
Yes.
Because wait a minute. So the only time I've ever flown myself in a small private plane, general aviation, I got incredibly sick. And I said to myself, well, that's the end of this for me, never again. And I've stuck to that. But you, the same thing happened to you. And your reaction was like, okay, great. When you've all cleaned up the vomit, I'm going to learn to fly.
Let me tell you why. And I'm not crazy. Okay. I just have to tell the truth. But I flew over my ex-boyfriend's house and I snapped a picture from the air. And I sent it to him. And his reaction was priceless. He's like, how did you get this picture? And where are you? And I was like, oh, I just need to be able to do this whenever I feel like it.
I thought you were going to say I vomited out the window onto his house. And then B, I love that your pettiness drove you to learn how to fly an airplane. Girl, you're like hashtag goals.
Thank you.
I don't know if your adventures have ever called upon survival skills, but we were just talking about that on the show. Do you have any survival skills?
For example,
have you ever had to face down a polar bear?
No polar bears. I've definitely had an encounter or two with some wild animals, including moose, wolves, bear from really, really afar. But more so just being out in nature. I do have my wilderness first aid certification. I'm going to go get my avalanche training in October back in Colorado. I'm always ready for the apocalypse.
I'm literally coming to move in with you. I'm coming to move in with you because you are Lara Croft.
You really are.
Yeah.
You are.
My avalanche training was stay the hell away from avalanches.
I would worry about like being with you in the apocalypse because you'd be too good at it, and I'd just be like lagging behind, out of breath.
I grab you by that collar, and we'd be out of there. Okay.
No.
I tell you. But everyone always says if anything goes wrong, call Kelly. She's gonna load up the aircraft. She's gonna have all the gear, and we're gonna survive. And I say that, so I'm like, choose your friends wisely. I'm one of those friends. Choose a friend.
I mean, it is humbling to know that you have all these skills for the apocalypse, and in my case, it'd be like, well, Peter could moderate the discussion at the campfire tonight. That's all I got.
And my skill, I would be like, look, I hope it doesn't come to this, but probably I'm delicious. So I'll hold my breath.
I would about to say in the meeting of your new clan, don't lead with that, Josh.
Oh my God.
You're going around to find out what everybody can contribute.
Hi, I'm Josh. I'm delicious.
Can you do the castaway thing that Tom Hanks did and actually make a fire from like sticks if you needed to?
I absolutely can. That's definitely one of the skills that you learn. Like that's 101 survival skills. Like fire is the most important.
Come on, Peter. That's 101 stuff.
This is terrible, Josh. If you and I were marooned together, I wouldn't even be able to boil you.
Although we could use the reflection off my giant forehead to call down a plane.
Well, Kelly Edwards, it is an absolute delight to talk to you, but we have actually asked you here today to play a game that this time we're calling...
Welcome to Staten Island.
So you've explored many exotic remote islands, but what do you know about a pretty normal island right off the wild coast of eastern New Jersey, Staten Island? Answer 2 out of 3 questions about Staten Island, and you'll win our prize for one of our listeners, the voice of anyone they may choose from our show, on their voicemail. Bill, who is Kelly Edwards playing for?
Leah Ross of Orlando, Florida.
All right. Ready to go, Kelly?
Ready, Freddie.
All right. First question about Staten Island. One of the best reasons to visit Staten Island is no longer there. Every year in the fall, people used to rush to the island for the ritual annual construction of what? A, the world's longest urinal. B, the Birdman, a huge wooden sculpture of a man flipping Manhattan the bird. Or C, a giant bust of Dolly Parton and Kenny Rogers based on the myth that Staten Island is the island in the stream.
I'm going to go with C because, you know, Dolly is a queen and we're just going to say yes.
Because I said Dolly Parton, you're just going to go, yes, Dolly Parton.
Absolutely.
I like that because you're right. She is the queen. But the answer is the world's largest urinal.
Course.
It was a trough. It was hundreds of feet long. It was built each year for the start of the New York City Marathon, but sadly no more. Now they go with porta potties, which are duller. All right. Next question. After months of receiving massive electricity bills in her mailbox, a Staten Island woman figured out the reason. Why? A, like all Staten Island residents, she left her Christmas lights up until August. B, the bills were actually for the electricity pole outside her house. Or C, Con Edison was paying tribute to the large Italian population on Staten Island by tallying all bills in lira.
I'm going to go with she left her Christmas lights on to August.
You can see it from the sky, I imagine, as you fly around.
That's my house.
No, actually, the answer, sadly, was B. The bills were for the electricity pole outside her house. They were actually addressed to Pole. As the woman said, quote, you don't write to a pole if you're normal. All right, last question. Though it's not often thought of as a fine dining destination, visitors to Staten Island can enjoy food from which of these restaurants? A, the world's longest buffet, built out of the previously mentioned world's longest urinal. B, Spinabon, a Cinnabon/cycling gym. Or C, Enoteca Maria, which only employs genuine Italian grandmothers as cooks.
I'm going to go with C.
You're right, Enoteca Maria. We presume dessert is them coming out and asking you why you're not married yet.
Oh, man, I got plenty of those.
Bill, how did Kelly Edwards do in our quiz?
1 out of 3. Now, Kelly, you'll be thinking about this on your next flight, so we love having you here.
That was a great roundabout answer.
It really was. It was very positive, I think. Kelly Edwards is an adventurer, a mountaineer, a pilot, and scuba diver. You can hear her every Wednesday on her new travel podcast, Let's Go Together. Kelly Edwards, thank you so much for being on our quiz.
Thank you guys for having me. This is so fun.
Come fly with me. Let's fly away.